Thomas Descoux was a full participant, so he'll be ready to go for the game this week. And Tony was a limited participant. So that's the injury report that you guys have been waiting for.
All right. Coach, you know, just was looking over Vernon's numbers at Impact, the 12 touchdowns, that red zone stuff, or it's he can do it from everywhere?
Well, he can do it from everywhere. He's got great speed. He's one of the fastest tight ends in the NFL. When he came out, he blew everybody away with his 40 time there at the combine. And he is a mismatch issue. You know, when we played him last year in the playoff game, he was a guy that had a lot of production. So we've got to have a plan to try to eliminate his opportunities.
In terms of these last two games, you're playing against two teams that have a lot to play for. You know, obviously, guys have been eliminated. Is that potentially a dangerous situation in terms of the, you know, outcome or game getting away from you?
I don't think so. I think, as I told our guys when we started the fourth quarter of the season, it doesn't matter if you're 2-10 or 10-2 when you start that fourth quarter. We all have the same goal, and that's to finish strong. And that's what we, you know, that's what our mindset is. And the teams that are playing for playoff spots, they want to finish strong as well. So I don't think it really changes your attitude at all.
The last 5 years, Ryan's home and road splits have been fairly close to even, but this year, 12 of the 14 picks have come on the road. Is there anything that you can point to as to why that there's been more of a difference this year between the production?
Well, it is. We have turned the ball over a lot more on the road. I don't really know that I could put a finger on it. They weren't really good decisions. They weren't really good throws. There wasn't good protection, and that was what caused it. I don't know that it was because it was not in our building. You know, I think we've got to, you know, really truly drill down on it when the, you know, when the season is over, but I don't think there's going to be anything that stands out that was the reason.
Is OC's designated pass rush role, is that something that'll carry over into next season, or is just trying to get more guys some looks up front?
I can't say that it will carry over into next season. I do know that we had a conversation and we talked about it, and he was excited about going out there and just having an opportunity to rush the passer. It's something, you know, historically that we've done when we first got here. That's basically the role that we played John Abraham in. So it's not something that's trend-setting. It's something that we've done. OC's best skill set, of course, is rushing the passer, and we wanted to give him an opportunity to rush the passer as fresh as he possibly could, and I thought it paid big dividends in the game last week, and I hope it'll do the same these next 2 weeks.
Coach, have you ever been on a staff that's ever had to work the Senior Bowl?
Never have. We've got some guys on our staff that have, but I've never been in that situation.